Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
And Rescue Group, an Australian non-profit organisation founded by Barbara Stephenson in 1995, seeks to rescue homeless, abused, abandoned and unwanted animal companions and place them with foster carers until they can be taken in by a suitable home. It is the only no-kill rescue group in the Northern Rivers region in the state of New South Wales. No kill means that no animal is ever euthanized unless they are so seriously injured or ill that they cannot be saved.
This is Amiga. Every year in about November, the summer breeding season starts, and sadly, within a month, there's many mother cats pregnant and cats with litters. And then as it gets into December, January, lots of kittens abandoned. So Amiga was abandoned with four kittens. Mm-hmm. Because they were abandoned and frightened and left underneath a house, possibly people frightening them off, and then mum becomes very defensive and often passes that on to the kittens, that humans aren't their friends. And it does take a while to settle them in. Obviously they're defensive, they don't trust anymore. So obviously, they stay with us until they've got the confidence back, and it's a matter of putting a lot of effort into rehoming them, and the shy ones do get a little bit left behind. And our foster carers are kept very busy for about 4 or 5 months.
Until a suitable home can be found, the group lovingly allows the rescued animal to continue their stay at their centre.
We've got what we call the long-termers, and it just means that every animal that we rescue, we take it unconditionally. Once it's in, it stays with us, and it will be rehomed depending on what it needs. It may be considered a special needs pet. That's how we refer to them when we're rehoming them, and on our website, and we'll state clearly what they need. They may need, you know, lots of patience and love and time to settle in the initial period. It may mean that they need a home with no small children because they've been overwhelmed and frightened. So they might be here for 3 or 4 years. There isn't a time. We don't think in terms of time frame. It's whole life, and it will be with us until it finds a home. And that's a non-kill movement, and we don't see the need to explain or put a time frame on the animal.
Let's now meet Boy, a resident at the group centre.
He's actually called Boy while he's been with us, but he was known as Phantom. He was a case that was reported to us from Byron Bay. He was a local on the beaches at Suffolk Park near Byron Bay. He's a dingo, or possibly a dingo cross, but was a well-known character that used to wander the beaches, and he used to survive off the barbecue areas and didn't really cause any trouble at all. But a few residents noticed he was getting ill and losing a lot of weight, and they were concerned. They were taking food regularly there. He wouldn't take it from them, but he'd come fairly close. So we went up to have a look, and yes, he was in a pretty bad way. So we eventually got him, and he went off for vet work, and this is in 2000. And then he came to live at my home and was there till we moved on to the centre. He loves the other dogs. He's never been aggressive. He used to treat all the puppies and animals that came into my home as his. He used to supervise them all. He and I have had a great relationship, and I learned from him. Ursula's his carer here. Ursula's the lady that stays on the premises here, and he transferred his trust onto Ursula. Fleur is his housemate. Fleur's been in care for about 14 years. Obviously, she's permanent here because she was badly abused. And Ursula walks them every day and cares for them. And they have a good life here, and they're happy and well-loved. And they're safe. They'll stay here for the rest of their days. We'll take care of them.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we return, we will feature the presentation of the Shining World Compassion Award to Barbara Stephenson. Welcome back to the Shining World Compassion Award series on Supreme Master Television. To increase the chances of an animal being taken in by a loving family, the group occasionally hosts an adoption day.
We do have adoption days at the centre. That's the beauty of having a centre, of course, because we can bring the public in here. Obviously, get more people that come in, the more chance we've got of meeting the sort of people that we want for our adoptions. And it's easier for the public because they can look at a number at the one spot. And also, we get a chance to talk to the public. Even if they don't adopt from us, they can come and talk to us about what an adoption's about, what it means to have a pet, the responsibilities, the law that affects them.
I am Adelaide, and I'm a volunteer at Animal Rights and Rescue. I've been here for about 6 months, and I've adopted two, and they're called Alice and Jock, and they're doing really well at our place. But I've got little Ash here. She was dumped at our gate with her brother and sister. There was five of them, and hopefully we'll get adopted and have a nice, fulfilling life.
Why is it better to adopt an animal companion from a shelter rather than purchasing one at a pet store or from a breeder?
Well, adopting from shelters and rescue groups is a really good place to go because there are such beautiful animals waiting there, and you'll get a lot of advice. Most rescue groups will already include the vaccination and de-sexing. You know, let's just do the right thing by them at shelters and pans, and we need everybody's help to get to that solution where the day where we see zero animals killed in shelters and pans.
For Miss Stephenson's years of benevolent work on behalf of the animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently honoured her with the Shining World Compassion Award. The following is an excerpt from a warm letter she received from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Barbara, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of the caring love you extend to all beings, for your selfless spirit of service to the community, and for your outstanding efforts to create a humane world through your benevolent passion to save innocent animals. As a vegan, you have embodied the true meaning of compassion, living it every day of your life, and now, with ever loving care, you are a vessel of safe passage for these noble creatures who have found solace and a second chance at life under your attentive care and protection. Thank you for caring for the animals and acting as their voice. People are starting to listen. For uplifting our world with your inspirational example of unconditional love in action, for your empathy, kindness, and heartfelt generosity, and for being a dedicated, noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great compassionate deeds of Ms. Barbara Stephenson, founder of the Animal Rights and Rescue Group.
Ms. Stephenson was presented with a beautiful crystal award plaque, which reads as follows.
In recognition of exceptional humane concern, kindness and dedication, devotedly protecting our precious pet companions and for showing your love in action. With compliments and gratitude for your inspirational sacrifice and compassion, lovingly caring for the needs of animals.
It's a great privilege, an honour to be given this award. The volunteers are a hard-working band. They need this kind of boost and recognition.
To support Animal Rights and Rescue Group's selfless mission of protecting vulnerable animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai also made a kind contribution in the form of a cheque for $10,000.
Thank you so much, Master Ching Hai, for recognising our work and for your generous support. This comes at a vital time for the organisation. This will really help us help so many more animals and also give us the moral boost to our spirit that we really need.
A number of Supreme Master Ching Hai's books and CDs, including the number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, were also given to Ms. Stephenson. To close, Barbara Stephenson has the following message for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We thank you for all the work you do for the animals around the world and for saving our planet. You're an inspiration to many people, and you're certainly an inspiration to us, and this is such a great honour. Thank you very much. And also, can I thank Supreme Master Television for giving us this opportunity to tell the world what we do and what the animals need from all of us. And we totally admire everything you do. Thank you so much.
We offer our heartfelt thanks to Miss Barbara Stephenson and the volunteer staff of Animal Rights and Rescue Group for their wonderful care of so many animals. May heaven continue to bless their altruistic efforts to secure a better future for our animal friends.
I'd like to say, be veg, go green, and save the planet.
For more details on the Animal Rights and Rescue Group, please visit www.animalrights.org.au. Gracious viewers, thank you for joining us for this edition of the Shining World Compassion Awards series. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May peace be upon you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.